New York City is planning to introduce a congestion charge in 2021. That'd be a fee you're charged if you drive your car into the city's most traffic-congested streets. They've been doing that for years in London, and today, London Mayor Sadiq Khan introduced an additional anti-pollution charge, basically a new fee on top of the existing one aimed at keeping older cars out of the city. We asked our colleague Tom Edwards to explain how it works. He's the BBC's London transport correspondent.
What it boils down to, in plain English, is if you're driving a diesel vehicle over 4 years old or a petrol vehicle over 14 years old in the central London section, you're going to have to pay an extra £12.50 a day. And that's because we have got some illegal breaches of something called nitrogen dioxide. They think that has an adverse effect on people's health, causes things like asthma.
So how much is that extra charge if you're driving a diesel that's over 4.5 years or gas over 14?
So you have to pay £12.50 a day, but that is on top of the congestion charge, which is £11.50. And so in total, you're talking £24 if you drive an older, more polluting car or diesel. Also, lorries, if they don't meet this standard that I talked about, they have to pay £100 a day. And that's one of the reasons why we have had lots of complaints, lots of worry from businesses about this extra charge and what it's doing to their cost, just particularly adding cost to what they've got to do.
So as you say, there's already this congestion charge that's been in effect since 2003. So if I wanted to drive into London at noon on a weekday and I've got an older car, I'd have to pay an additional $30 in addition to gas and parking. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not just London where we're seeing this move away from cars. What the mayor has got here is this policy called healthy streets. And so what he wants more people to do is to walk, to cycle and to use public transport. They don't want people driving, particularly diesels, into the centre of London. They wanted them to look at other ways of getting around.
How do the authorities catch drivers who are driving older vehicles? I mean, how will they ID them?
Well, in London, we have got this congestion charging zone in the centre of London. And on every major road, in fact, I think it's on every road, there are cameras. And so every reg plate is getting seen by these cameras. It runs through the central database. And then you get a fine if you don't pay. And the fine is £160. And so that's obviously very punitive, trying to get people into cleaner vehicles. What's also interesting, though, that this is just the beginning, really, in this battle for clean air. It's starting in this relatively small section in central London, but it's going to expand 18 times larger to within our orbital roads. And that's going to bring in another 3.5 million Londoners. I've been out into the suburbs talking to people there, and a lot of people are not happy that they're going to have to sell their older, more polluting cars. On the other side of that, we've got environmentalists saying the mayor's not going far enough. What he should be doing is completely banning all diesel vehicles in the centre of London.
I'm curious, Tom, how do people pay the congestion charge and this new kind of dirty car fee? Is it like a transponder on the dashboard?
No, you have to do it via the website. So you've got 24 hours after you drive into town, or you can set up an automatic payment system. Basically, the onus is on you to pay. If you don't pay, then you get a fine in the post.
Well, as you said, there's been this congestion charge in London since 2003. Interestingly, New York City is now considering a congestion charge. What's London's experience been? Has it been successful? And what advice would you give to Mayor de Blasio in New York if he were to ask you?
I mean, it is a really tough political pill for people to swallow. Not everyone likes it. What I would say about the traffic levels here is they haven't got considerably worse. I don't think it's a silver bullet, though. We've still got bad congestion in London. It certainly helps with the Transport Authority's revenue, but it is very, very tricky. And there's bound to be a backlash against any kind of plan to introduce that anywhere.
The BBC's London transport correspondent, Tom Edwards, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.